This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Yes, here we are, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen from the Good Day program for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We are fresh from wardrobe and makeup, ready to go, raring to go, as we present the top 10 stories from the charts the week of December 12th to the 16th. In focus, a couple of more weeks, and it'll be Kaputsky for this year. And we'll be looking forward to a new year. That'll be part of the week end.
I like the word Kaputsky.
Yes, that's quite well.
It's good. It'll be Kaputsky for this year. It sums it all up. These years are just melting into each other.
Yes, right, exactly. Well, I'm going to Israel this weekend, and there are a lot of skis over there, so I figured Kaputsky would work fine. As a matter of fact,
is this a secret mission again, like you and I went on for the government, or
yes.
Are you on a tour?
No, I'm on a tour. I'm just going to go visit some of the things that I enjoy the most about being. I'm only going to be there for 3 or 4 days. But I like going to the old city. I'm going to go visit Uri Geller's new museum that he has in old Jaffa that's full of apparently very fascinating things from his life.
How long will you be
career.
There?
I'll be back here Wednesday morning.
All right, so you'll be exhausted for the rest of the year.
I'm going to California the next day.
I can't believe it. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're flying into Boston from, not Boston, you're probably flying to Newark.
But I'm flying into New York. Into JFK.
To New York.
Right.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay. Yeah, they have flights out of there to Israel. And
yes,
and then you're going to fly back, and then you're going to go. I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this man is an android. I knowing you all these years, I don't know how you handle travel and the clock.
I'm very fortunate. It doesn't bother me in the least.
Amazing.
I never get jet lag. It's just, I'll sleep on the plane going over there tonight, and tomorrow I'll be raring to go. And so much to see and do there. It's such a fascinating place. And people say to me all the time, well, you're not Jewish. Why do you like to go there? And I think that's the most ignorant question.
totally ignorant. It's the seat of many religions.
Yes, it's a fabulous place. There's so much that goes on there historically. Archaeologically, you could spend 3-4 days crawling around under the old city and going up into the various churches and city. All of the things that are represented in the old city are the three major religions. And as you and I found out, everybody gets along there.
All of these warring factions, they work together, they get together. It's just the extremists and the politicians.
Right.
What
does that remind
memorable?
You of?
What was that?
I said, what does that remind you of? The politicians make the trouble.
Yeah. Look at America. I mean, one would think whites and blacks are fighting with each other all the time. I mean, it's not quite an accurate, depiction of real life. But the thing that I remember most of all the culture, everything that has just, all of our trips to Israel, was the hummus and the falafel are much better.
Falafel.
Remember?
I mean, he had some great videos.
And the pita bread, and the, and they don't use forks and knives, they just stick their hands into it. And all that. I remember once you and I were in a restaurant on a Saturday night, and there was a young woman as a waitress. Can I tell this story?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
And you said to her, what's a girl like you doing in a place like this on a Saturday night? And she looked at you and she said, do you remember what she said?
No, I don't, actually. No.
She said,
you remember.
Because all men are pigs.
right.
All men are pigs.
That's it. There you go.
That's my memory of
the trip.
You want to have the chart here?
Please, let's go through the stories and the people list. 10 in each one.
It's a complicated chart. It's a transitory type of a week. We're going from one era to another, but that's just what I feel in my bones. It's hard to put words to it. At number 10, we have severe weather and fusion breakthrough. We might be on the verge of discovering how to harness the power of nuclear fusion, not nuclear fission, and that is a game changer.
Yep.
At number 9, TikTok legislation tied with Harry and Meghan's Netflix series.
Isn't that amazing that the two of them garner as much attention? And by the way, I was this week watching, there was a documentary on PBS that I watched the other night that goes back, I think, 7 or 8 years when the profile of what happened the week between Diana's death and the funeral, what went on, the soap opera that was there, and the two boys as they matured into men telling the story from their perspective about what they remember. It was very compelling. It was a very compelling...
It's a colorful human interest story, but Harry and Meghan have a connection to that tale of the royals, and that's why people are interested in it. It's basically pure celebrity gossip.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
They become
celebrity gossip is a parallel genre of conversation to news talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's a whole industry in the media that deals only with celebrity gossip. Interestingly enough, that's where Bill O'Reilly came out of. He came out of the celebrity gossip genre.
He did. He was at the Inside, what was this? Inside Edition.
Inside Edition,
And he was an anchor in Boston for a number of years. Have you seen him on with Cuomo on the News Nation?
Actually, I haven't watched Cuomo on that. How's he doing?
He's doing very well. I've never been much of a fan of Cuomo's, but I like News Nation a lot. I like Banfield. There's Dan, what's his face that's on? I forget his last name, but these
Dan,
are all
what's
seasoned.
His face? That's his name.
Yeah, Dan, I forget. He's on before. He's on after Cuomo and before Banfield. And it is a place to find stuff that you can. And it was interesting because O'Reilly called attention to it. You have direct connections to O'Reilly, so you can profess to what an egomaniac he is. He is a very interesting character all the way around. So he goes on every week with Cuomo, and they spar, but they spar in an intelligent, effective way. And, of course, what makes O'Reilly entertaining is that he's always talking about the no-spin zone, and everything that comes out of his mouth is spin. So, but the two of them back and forth, and he says, he looks at the camera, and he says to the camera, if you watched Fox, you watch CNN, you watch MSNBC, you're getting garbage. But if you're watching News Nation with Cuomo and the others who are here, you're getting the straight story. And he looked right in the camera and pointed at the camera and said, this is the only place you should be watching any television that has to do with the news.
Well, I'm going to run right off and subscribe to that and not watch anything else.
There you go.
I believe him.
Bill.
Right, because he looks right at the camera.
Right. He's points at the
camera. I always thought he was looking at me. I didn't realize he was looking at the
camera.
Looking at the camera. I always thought that these people were looking at me, that they knew I'm there. So where are we? We have Harry and Meghan.
Yes,
then we have at number 8, the triple-demic, and that's tied with China's COVID outbreak. So basically, COVID is back in the news. It's like Freddy Krueger.
Overpaid. You know, overproduced.
I don't know. It's just it's a dirty time. At number 7, the Respect for Marriage Act. At number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war tied with the Griner prisoner swap. That Russia-Ukraine war is totally troubling. At number 5, border security.
When you look at how much money we keep throwing at it.
Yeah. And the danger of escalation, and it's just not a good thing. Border security, which is immigration, number 5. Number 4, Trump's legal issues in the 2024 campaign. You know, Trump is a giant, you know, load of stuff.
Load is getting lighter, though. If you look at the polls and believe him, between him and DeSantis, he is a definitive loser. the Trumpsters, the MAGAGAs, are not liking those polls, and they're trying to find ways of discrediting them. But they're done by Gallup and the Republican pollsters. So, okay, how do you throw garbage? How do you throw
water? Well, eventually Trump is going to sort of pull an O'Reilly, and that is everything out there, but what comes out of my mouth is a lie.
Baloney. Yeah, right. Yeah.
But that's the road to authoritarianism.
Yeah,
that
it is.
You
again.
Can't believe anybody but me.
Yep. Carrie Lake is cut out of that same cloth. Marjorie Taylor Greene, yep. It's a nice bunch.
And there are people on the left that do that as well.
Absolutely.
Kyrsten Sinema is a piece of work. So at number three, we have McCarthy's speaker bid tied with Sinema leaves the Democrats.
Right. Bye-bye.
At number two, we have the Twitter and the Hunter Biden laptop story. Yeah. And the only reason the Hunter Biden laptop story is so high on the chart is this is based on conversation on News Talk Radio, which is all over that. It's not really a major story in terms of the mainstream
media, but he's a sneak. He's a sneak.
I bet he is.
Yeah, of course he is.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
So.
And his father, but his father doesn't know anything about it.
Nothing. They should have a pay-per-view, maybe a mixed martial arts battle between Hunter Biden and Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah, there you go. Meanwhile, Ivanka this week said she's having nothing to do with her father or with campaigning out of the family business.
I think she's joining Harry and Meghan for the next Netflix series.
That could be it.
Harry, Meghan, and Ivanka.
Yes. Da-da-da-da-da-dun.
Boom. The economy, the Fed rate hike, and the FTX collapse is at number one.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing with your crypto portfolio?
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. It's still a loser. All right, hold on a second, because we have to pause for a moment or two of important information, and then we will continue here with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison. It's 18 past the hour.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissants for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Oh, that's a lollipop.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, 23 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with my mentor. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week, the top 10 lists are on the Talkers website, talkers.com. We also place them on the Good Day Show, the Good Day Show website, gooddayshow.com. We are going through, we've been through the story list, and now, Michael, without further ado, let's go to the people list, shall we?
Yeah, here we go. At number 10, we have the aforementioned Harry and Meghan, people who have royal blood flowing through their veins. At least he does. She's Hollywood royalty.
I think she's by injection. She has some royal blood going through her veins.
You might be right.
Yes.
Sam Bankman-Fried is at number 9.
He is fried.
Yeah, Bankman-Fried.
See you later.
At number 8, Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan. Elon Musk.
Do you know how, let me stop there for just a second?
Sure.
Do you know how convoluted that whole swap was and all the other ins and outs with the Germans and Whelan and who else was being offered and how the Biden folks made a decision based on her PR value, ignoring Whelan? And there's a big to-do in Germany about, as part of the deal, the Americans agreed, they sort of pushed the Germans into freeing a bunch of Soviets. Spies, really bad guys that have been in jail over there for a long time. This was a really convoluted, twisted mess that has Biden's stamp all over it. Really a mess.
Mm.
Awful. It really was. It was awful.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't surprise me. I don't know what the consequences of stories like that
be felt, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if it has, you know, it's kind of like human interest along the sidelines of news talk.
You know what would happen, Michael, and this is something that's being repeated. You look at the polls this week that show DeSantis way out in front of Trump, the Republicans, the Gallup polls and stuff. If we could get rid of the personalities and actually talk about the issues, which hopefully DeSantis and whoever he runs against in 2024 will be able to do without all the feather bedding from these phonies, that all they do is blah, 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 this would be, you know, you'd get at some of these things that are going on that no one is talking about. You bring it up with the number five story, the border security thing. That is an unfathomable mess. And where the news media is not covering, other than News Nation, there's nobody talking about that. You know, the Republicans take shots at it because it's a political issue, not the human interest story that it really is. Anyway, I'm off on a toot. Excuse me.
That's all right. If you weren't on a toot, there'd be no tooting here because that's all this is a toot. What'd that come out of? At number
where a lot of our,
it comes out of the same place a lot of our ideas do. At number seven we have Elon Musk. I mean, what's to say about him? At number six we have Ron DeSantis tied with Marjorie Taylor Greene. At number five, Kyrsten Sinema. Sounds like a new chain of movie theaters. And come to Kyrsten Sinema, where the drinks are only $5. At number four, Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell. At number three, Donald Trump. Number two, Hunter Biden. That's how big that story's been on News Talk Radio. And number one is Joe Biden.
All right, there you have it, the people list. We'll get into the nitty-gritty stories behind the stories as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question: did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Harvard University elected the first black president since the school was first founded in 1636. Claudine Gay will serve as the 30th president of Harvard University. A series of Twitter accounts belonging to journalists were suspended without notice on Thursday. Elon Musk indicated the accounts violated Twitter's doxing policy. The accounts broke the new rule of real-time location status of any individual. How long the accounts will be suspended was up to his followers on Twitter, as Elon was asking his followers on Twitter to chime in. 7 days seems to be the ban. The Senate passed a bipartisan $858 billion defense policy bill on Thursday that authorizes the United States military leaders to purchase new weapons, increase pay for service members, and ends the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The vote was 83-11 to pass the annual National Defense Authorization Act. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
At Simply Safe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. That's why you get live 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. Because every home deserves to be protected. Right now, get 40% off the whole home security system named the best of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save big today. Advanced Home Security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
To coast, border to border, around the country and around the world, people are listening to this program every week. It's the official talk radio countdown show, proclaimed official by Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Who better to tell us what's going on in the world of news talk than the fellow who runs the Bible of the talk radio industry? And all this excitement is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Have a holiday gift guide right there. And if you have a car that's a piece of you-know-what, you can ask for gifts. They have gifts at O'Reilly Auto Parts for less than $10. Gift guide online. You can get it at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. You know, they have gloves there, heated gloves, and I asked my children to get me, excuse me, some heated gloves because if I'm outside working, I had frostbite as a child, and ooh, so my fingers, when I'm on a tractor outside on the farm, my hands always free. I know, yes, it's a sad story, but
working on the farm, milking those cows, no frostbite.
Yes,
you suffered. You had a tormented childhood.
I had no more suffering, though, because the gloves, the electric gloves at O'Reilly Auto Parts are going to keep my hands warm from now.
Are they getting them for you, or did they tell you, no, we got you a heated necktie?
No, they got me heated gloves, but thank you for asking. All right, shall we get back to the matters at hand here? I thought it would be somewhat worth our time to go through some of the social media comments that we have had this week, issues and the response on social media. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Greg Donahue said, when talking about politics and Mr. Fried, I thought it was Freed, but we have from inside sources that his name is Fried, right?
Yeah, as is his career.
His life. All right, so Greg Donahue said, since it's now clear that the tens of millions in political contributions that Mr. Bankman-Fried made were with investor funds and neither their knowledge nor consent came, that is, the investor funds, the people in the investment funding business didn't know their money was going to Republicans and Democrats. I bring it up because it shows you how sleazy the political climate in reality is in this country. You talk about the swamp, just sleaze, complete sleaze.
It's really ugly, and that's why I find it difficult to get excited about supporting anything political. You lend your support gently and always have it ready to be retracted. People that sell their souls to politicians and base their egos and their reputations and their images on it,
that's hard to be important.
There's no way to be above it.
It's part of the culture. In Oregon this week, Daniel Erskine writes that Governor Kate Brown cleaned out the death row chamber. 17 people had their death sentences commuted to life in prison without parole. Mr. Erskine says, I don't believe the government should be killing citizens. If they spend the rest of their lives in prison, I'm good with that. Well, if you look at it purely from a financial point of view, it's much more expensive to send somebody to the death chamber because of all the rules and regulations and legal stuff you have to go through. Even at 40-something thousand, I think the average prisoner in jail costs $43,000 a piece. Think about that and how many people there are in jail. $43,000 a year to keep these people in jail, but it's still cheaper to do that than it is
to
send them to
death
penalty. Yeah. Yeah, forever. Mm. Well, a lot of them do go to college. A lot of them get a lot out of being there, as a matter of fact.
The Birdman of Alcatraz.
Right, exactly. That was, Clint Eastwood played that guy, I think.
No. Clint Eastwood was 12.
That was the other one. Escape
from it. It was Burt Lancaster.
Ah, right, that's right.
One of my favorite movies, believe it or not. Come on, little guy. Come on, little fella. You can fly. You can fly. Get out there. Spread your wings.
Ugh. All right, the economy is number one this week on the story list. Thought it was interesting to see information, and I wonder how many the business stations, the Bloomberg stations, cover these sorts of things. I don't know how many people are listening other than those who are in that business, but there are some good programs on some of these radio stations. And one of the things I heard this week on Bloomberg was a focus on what they call the sell-off. Which this is the oil, I guess it's the stocks in general, but especially oil stocks. A lot of people say it's time to buy in again. And so whether it's just maybe oil, there are three or four oil stocks that they say are good. Do you ever listen to any of that stuff on talk radio? Because that's a good talk. That's talk. Talking about what's going on.
I mean, that business talk radio sort of is a part of the broader umbrella of news talk.
Mm-hmm.
And but the economy is a top topic of news talk. It's not just the business stations or the business networks. The economy is often said, you know, the old expression, it's the economy, stupid,
yeah.
is that the country's economy is one of the biggest things on the minds of voters. More than a lot of the other issues that we talk about.
That was Jim, who was married to the Republican. What he was
Aaron Atlin.
Carville. Jim Carville came up with that when Clinton was running for president.
Yeah. Yep, he's still out there. Carville's still out there now. He does his commentaries.
And so is Clinton. Clinton's around a lot. Actually,
Clinton is around a lot.
Yeah.
And his wife Hillary is around even more.
She's going to be the next president. Mark my words.
Oh, yeah.
She's the next president. So one of the things that... What are you talking about?
I'm laughing that we just made this major proclamation and then moved on. And I could see people out there listening to this choking on their coffee go, what? 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 You know, and we're
what
talking about, you know...
I would like not to see either Joe Biden or Donald Trump be president, next to just my own humble opinion that's part of what we do here. We present the facts, and then there are comments, and then there's clarification of the comments that sometimes is needed.
Well, I'll play the guy at the end of the bar pontificating.
And okay.
I don't think either Trump or Biden will be the 47th president of the United States.
So you agree with me that Hillary will be?
No, you're agreeing with me.
I
said months ago that, and this doesn't mean I endorse her or I like her, or even that I know for sure this is going to happen because there's no mysticism involved, but if all things stay on the storyline that they're currently on, I'd say Hillary has about an 80% chance of being the next president.
Right. And then, depending on who shows up, she'll be a one-termer, and DeSantis gets his wish to be president after that.
If DeSantis doesn't strike while the iron is hot, he will be yesterday's news. He will either be the next president or he won't be president
at all.
Because the times are going to change. The times, they are changing. And 10 years from now, 8 years from now, it'll be a whole different scene. Everything we're talking about right now is destined to be old passé BS.
That's good to know.
It's true. We're on the verge of a whole new era. And eras change on a dime. Boom. All of a sudden, it's like poof, the dam bursts. And all these names that we're talking about, Pelosi and Schumer and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and Donald Trump and Hillary and all these people will be passé in 10 years, completely out of the picture, including Ron DeSantis, because times are going to change. And this era in which we live, mark my words, will be looked back on as ugh or
Okay, breaking news. CNN anchor Anna Cabrera is going to leave CNN. God, can you imagine? She's confirmed she's leaving the network.
Where is she
going to?
What is she going to
do? NBC.
What's that?
Oh, that's a national broadcasting company.
Oh,
huh. Yeah. And you'll be happy to know that Nancy Pelosi, untrue to form, sizzled and skewered Donald Trump in her latest interview with CNN.
I can't believe that interview. I watched it. It was like they were eating. He's watching Chuck Schumer ordering Chinese food and then sitting down and gobbling it up. Who designed that format?
I mean, what is less
appealing than watching a bunch of their farts eating Chinese food?
You want to know what's less? Well, Chinese food they shouldn't be eating because of the problem with the Chinese. But then there's what's his face? Mayor,
From where?
Rudy Giuliani
was eating
at a restaurant. He was eating lobster bisque and shaving with an electric shaver over the block. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Very classy.
Ah, very classy.
But did you see that Rudy Giuliani was found to have two wristwatches on his one wrist? He was at one of these hearings that he has to go to all the time.
Yeah, right.
And he was mentioned, he looks at his wrist and says something about the time. And he goes, oh my gosh, I have two wristwatches on my wrist. What the hell is that? What the hell? And the cameras caught that. You know, what does that mean?
Unga Bunga. All right.
Yeah, Unga Bunga. Unga Bunga.
Yeah, go on. There are three men who were convicted of plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Yep. Sentenced to a number of years in prison this week. This is this was a pretty high profile legal case, remember?
Oh yeah.
These three guys were going to jail from 7 to 12 years, even though they were not directly implicated in attempting to carry out the plot. They were convicted of providing material support to terrorists. Wow. Isn't that that be a lesson to you, right?
Yeah. If you're thinking about kidnapping anybody, don't.
Don't do it. Right. No. All right. So we were talking earlier about me going to Israel.
Yeah.
Something has popped up that has to do with international relations, and we don't seem to have as much. I think, ought to be paying a lot more attention to what's going on around the world. We tend to be very introspective here in America, and we just talk about a lot of the same old things. I think this is a very interesting thing. In the fact that they're just finding out about it now, this was a post that was made in 2014 by a UN official named Francesca Albanese, who obviously didn't like the Israelis, doesn't like the state of Israel. She happens to be on the United Nations Human Rights Special Group, and so she has, instead of being objective, according to the story, she's very supportive of the Palestinians and very anti-Semitic. So why is somebody like that in the United Nations on the Human Rights Commission? I guess that would be my question. And why hasn't this been more discussed this week in terms of our conversations? I just, not a criticism, it's just another one of those things.
Because Kanye West is a far more interesting anti-Semite.
Right. Okay, well.
On the top 10 anti-Semites, he's number one.
He's
down there like number 30.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. You explained that and makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it, when you look at it that way?
Yeah,
all right, here's something for you all to be thinking about as we enter into Christmas season. Don't forget those naturally nude pajamas that are available exclusively at Pajamagram. If you're intrigued, here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now, pajamagram.com, order the naturally nude pajamas, and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry!
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Silver
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
It's wonderful.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Everywhere crackerjack men, belly air, and there you are. Happy landing on a chocolate bar.
I can listen to the whole thing. Chuck Curry is here at 54 past the hour on the Good Day program with an overview of the big story of the week, the Avatar release. But then there's Shirley Temple to deal with as well. Right, Chucker?
Interesting footnote in movie history. Today's date, Doug, December 16th, 1950. Shirley Temple retired from movies at the age of 22. She did 24 feature films. She was the biggest box office drawer in the country from 1934 to 1938. I think the world was a little different. She was a tremendous, tremendous talent, but like a lot of child stars, didn't translate great as an adult. Macaulay Culkin is a prime example of that.
Yeah.
Great in the Home Alone movies, but as he got older, not so much.
Not so much, right.
That's the way it is with child stars. But here's the thing. I just read, you know, a lot of people think, oh, Shirley Temple retired at such a young age. Did she die broke? No, she didn't.
No.
When she passed away in 2014, she was actually worth net worth about $30 million, which is
well,
good.
She was ambassador under the Reagan.
Their wealth is eradicated.
Under the Reagan administration, I think she was ambassador to England.
She was, correct.
Remembering correctly. Yeah,
yep.
Right, exactly.
You got it.
All right, so Sam Worthington, who is of Avatar fame, is being interviewed all over the place because of the promotion of the movie. He said that before he became the lead in Avatar, he spent a lot of time in cars. He lived in a car. Much of the time before. Yeah, it is.
I'll tell you a quick footnote. James Cameron originally pegged Matt Damon as the lead in Avatar, mm-hmm. but Matt Damon was contractually obligated. I think with the movie We Bought a Zoo, he couldn't do it. He had a point deal set up where he would have got a certain percentage of that, and ultimately Matt Damon, if he would have signed that dotted line, would have made well over $100 million for just the first film alone. But it's a good story that Worthington got that role in a good break, because without the good break, you never know what's going to materialize
right.
in film or in life, right? We both know that.
But he didn't have that the same point deal as Matt Damon would have had, right?
Just they probably gave him lunch money and a couple bucks for the hotel. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
He did okay, but not Matt Damon did okay.
He would have been now for the second, third, and fourth installment, which I think they've already filmed, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
That's what you told us. He has to have gotten a pretty good deal.
Well, a good deal. I don't know about a great deal. I don't think it's in the realm of the A-list
he's not an A-list.
But, you know, he's certainly he's going to be fine for the rest of his life if he does five of these films, no doubt about it. You know, I just want to point out still some real social media internet blowback over the Henry Cavill with James Gunn and Warner Brothers parting ways with Henry Cavill as Superman and going younger in future installments. I think it's a bummer, but, it is a hardcore business deal, and they are looking at the property 10 years down the road, and they just don't see Henry Cavill as Superman in his 50s. That's the direction they wanted to go in, but they're going to have to survive Warner Brothers a backlash that's going to be pretty severe over the next few months, but I guess it is what it is, Doug, and that's life.
Yeah. Is there a movie? I heard that there was a movie coming out based on Trump and his 4 years in the White House. So who would do a movie on that? I guess maybe
I think that would be better as a miniseries on one of these streaming networks. Listen, if you got the inside scoop and you really had inside knowledge of what went on in that White House, especially in the last 60 days, I think it's a fascinating story.
Well, there's no doubt going to be a movie about January 6th. There has to be a movie about January 6th.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
There's going to be a bunch of movies based on that administration down the road. There's no doubt about it.
Jane Fonda said this week that her cancer is in remission and that she is blessed. She had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Oh, yeah, exactly, no matter who it is, but she's calling attention to it, and that's good. All the attention called to things like this and how to deal with them, I think, is helpful for the public at large. All right, Chuck, we'll be looking forward to having you here Monday with Box Office Totals. Have a great weekend, and that goes for everybody listening to our Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.